Tomorrow marks 50 years since the night Bob Dylan plugged in his guitar. In 1965, the singer took an electric instrument on stage at the Newport Folk Festival.
He was at a celebration of traditional American music, which made sense because Dylan, then in his 20s, was a folk music star who was about to make himself into something more.
We're listening here to one of those iconic moments in music history. It's said to be a moment when pure folk music blended with rock music, or more precisely, folk music was co-opted. In any case, it was loud.
Murray Lerner was there. He was a filmmaker shooting the festival, and he sensed the atmosphere as Dylan stood on stage.
You know, the whole outfit, the black leather jacket and the darkness on the stage made me feel that it could, you know, lead to something bad.
And so Lerner did what any good cameraman would do.
I leapt on the stage for a good deal of it and took extreme close-ups of him.
The footage was later used in a film, The Other Side of the Mirror, which captured why this moment was so electric.
Dylan had always been a center of dissension and negativism among a lot of the pure folk people because he was rewriting the songs and writing his own songs. And he was a big star, and they didn't like him being that big a star. So when he went electric, it really increased their worry about what he was doing in his position. I was not expecting that at all, but I really surrendered to it when it happened. I was thrilled, actually, and I saw that this was going to be a new wave of not only music but culture, I thought.
Lerner may have been right, but when you hear the footage, it's clear that at the time, not everybody was ready.
Yes, there was definitely a mixture of booing and applauding.
Here we have part of the alchemy of culture and fame. The people booing in the audience only made Bob Dylan more famous.
And when filmmaker Murray Lerner returns to the Newport Folk Festival this weekend, he will still be talking about that night 50 years ago.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware.